In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Even if you want to give him credit, I if you want to give him credit for getting Shador to improve over the last 3 weeks, I'm sure that is proper. Like, I think that is a fair thing to do. But it doesn't offset, hey, you thought Dylan Gabriel was more appropriate to start. And, like, this idea, this defense of Kevin that, well, you know, Shador was a work in progress. He just needed a lot of work. He needed a lot of development, right? Well, how does one develop a player? Would you give him a lot of reps in like a practice situation before the season?
You mean maybe don't just desert him off to the field on the left when everyone's on the right and then tell him to throw to a bunch of practice squad players?
Yeah. Like, would you...
Well, all the coaches are over on the right side, you know, evaluating the first team?
And like when a player was doing well, would you give them more opportunities and maybe not wait until the chosen one in front of him got injured, right?
Yeah, I would think when Stefanski looks back on this season, I'd venture to think the misevaluation of Dylan Gabriel and how he did this with Shador, I mean, that's the biggest mistake you could possibly make. Will he look at it as a mistake, though?
Yeah, I think that's another point. And I love hearing coaches say, talk about self-scouting, right? Hey, this last year, here's what I kind of took away from what happened last year, and here's what I kind of realized I need to work on going forward. I would be blown away if Kevin didn't on some level actually do that. But the problem is, whatever process is in place, I don't have the results to show that it actually has changed.
Well,
that's
the frustrating thing. He does do this, right? Because his reaction last year to leading the league in interceptions was to come back and tell a guy like Joe Flacco, you don't throw the ball more than 5 yards.
Yeah.
So, like, clearly he does do some self-scouting. He looks at it and sees where he went right, where he went wrong. I just wonder if you truly asked him, would he think back to himself like, oh, man, we clearly messed up in that decision with Shador? Or would he remain pretty consistent with the idea that he thinks there's something to Dylan Gabriel and he made the right call for himself at the time?
I think by this point, I do think Kevin, I think the reporting around Kevin is enough to make me believe that Kevin thinks he's a victim in this. Because I've just heard too many people being like, well, Kevin doesn't have any power. And Kevin, I mean, they just force all this upon Kevin and they foist it all on him and it's just not fair. That's not coming from Andrew Berry. So Jimmy Haslam's this is all me. I'm doing all this.
Yeah, this has to be his new spin, though. So, like, I he might be getting everything out there different than what he actually believes at the heart of the matter, mainly because he has to now for self-preservation. He's got to spin the whole narrative about everything, about the idea that these quarterbacks weren't good enough, the roster wasn't good enough, Haslam's a bad owner and is intrusive and too many cooks in the kitchen. Like, that's got to be his new message. But we know at night, Kevin. We know. When you go to sleep at night, we know what's going on.
With that product in your hair,
sleeps with product in the hair?
It probably does. It's great hair, man. That's a great.
He's probably got like really silk pajamas and everything as well, and like a real nice, it's a real nice setup. But you know what happened here.
Chris in Euclid, welcome to the show. What you got for us?
Hey, I don't think we should really just fire him if we don't have anybody that we know is going to be able to come in and take over. I mean, like, if you fire him and it's just like Eberflus or some other idiot, then it really doesn't make sense. And like, Don't you think maybe Barry should have to go too? Because you probably don't want him picking the next guy. He got us into this mess with Watson. So it's like, doesn't the whole thing have to go, or is it just Kevin?
So there's two things, and we appreciate the call, buddy. Good stuff. One, I don't necessarily agree with this. I think Andrew has been worse at his job than Kevin has been at his job. But I think two things go on. One, I don't think Jimmy Haslam wants to fire both guys, because it's hard enough for him to get one guy right, let alone two guys right. And
yeah,
I think the recency bias is on Andrew Berry's side.
Sure is.
So the second thing is, because Daryl tweeted something about this similar of like, you know, I think Jimmy Haslam believes that, you know, you don't fire a guy unless you know you have something better after him. One, you had a whole host of great coaches last offseason that were right there if you wanted to move on from Kevin Stefanski. You weren't ready to.
Vrabel, Ben Johnson.
Certainly. And if you want to throw in Belichick and Pete Carroll, oh, that doesn't age great right now. But the other part of that is, you never know. The whole point is not, I definitively can tell you, I have a Hall of Fame coach in waiting. That never happens in the NFL unless you luck into it. You can't predict that. You have to be confident in your process. It's not about, oh, is he better than Kevin Stefanski? I definitely, yeah. No. Well, you're looking for a better fit.
Why are we sticking up for Stefanski in that setting, though? Like, I'm not going to say, the garbage can could do a better job than Stefanski. There's value in Stefanski, but I just have a hard time thinking we have to go to bat for him in this instance. What you get will be sufficient. If you replace Stefanski, at the bare minimum, it's going to be better than 3 wins in the past 2 seasons.
Yeah, I mean, so listen, if they just fire him to fire him, yeah, that's a righteous concern to have. But the reality is, none of it, like, you can have a good coach. You could say you're going to replace Stefanski with Bill Belichick, and it's not a guarantee it's going to be better. There's no guarantee. All of it's guesswork. The point is, do you have enough to make a decision on Kevin Stefanski? And after everything that we saw yesterday, after everything through 6 years, like I think it was my guy Thomas was like, you know, he's a 2-time coach of the year. I don't give a rip about that, right? If you want to say he's got a playoff win and 2 playoff appearances, now you've got something that might interest me in a conversation. But 2 coaches, no. Do we have enough evidence that he is a great coach, good coach, bad coach, whatever? Yes, it's 6 years.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.